This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi this evening. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. The three-day conference began yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his Mauritius counterpart, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam's visit to Kashi in Uttar Pradesh has become even more special, considering the cultural significance of the city and the strong cultural linkages between India and Mauritius. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they reviewed all aspects of bilateral cooperation and discussed regional as well as global issues. The Prime Minister said that they also agreed to deepen cooperation in infrastructure, healthcare, digital technology, energy, maritime security and more. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has called upon the political parties and the elected representatives to transform Parliament into a platform for meaningful debates, discussions and dialogues that can raise matters of national importance and public issues. Speaking at the inauguration of the 11th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Conference in Bengaluru, the Speaker asked the legislators to rise above their political affiliations and participate in the deliberations as people's representatives. He expressed dismay over the falling standards of the proceedings in the House.
हम सबके लिए चिंता का विषय है, चाहे विधानसभा हो, चाहे लोकसभा, राज्यसभा हो, किस सदन में चर्चा, संवाद, विधेयकों पे चर्चा, उसकी गरिमा गिरती जा रही है और गरिमा बनाने की सामूहिक जिम्मेदारी है, सभी राजनीतिक दलों की जिम्मेदारी है, चुनके आए सभी राजनीतिक दलों के जनप्रतिनिधियों की जिम्मेदारी है कि हम इन संस्थाओं के अंदर संसद या विधानसभा की गरिमा के अनुसार हर विषय पर चर्चा संवाद के मंच बनाएं, आरोप प्रत्यारोप ये राजनीति के विषय सदनों में नहीं आना चाहिए.
Election Commission will organize a one-day workshop for media and communication officers of the offices of Chief Electoral Officer, CEO, across 36 states and union territories today. The workshop aims to emphasize that elections in India are held as per the constitution and underline the importance of communicating the legal, factual and rule-based information in a timely and in a coordinated manner. In a significant step to enhance India's maritime security, the Indian Navy will commission INS Aravali at Gurugram today. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said that INS Aravali, named after the Aravali mountain range, is designed to strengthen the Navy's information and communication infrastructure. The ceremony will be presided over by Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. US Ambassador-designate to New Delhi, Sergio Gore, has said that India is one of the most important relationships America has in the world. While appearing before the Senate for his confirmation hearing, Gore described India as a strategic partner whose trajectory will shape the region and beyond. Gore said he will prioritize deepening defense and security cooperation with India. This includes expanding joint military exercises, advancing co-development and co-production of defense systems, and concluding critical defense sales, he noted. Gore also revealed that the US has invited an Indian delegation to visit Washington next week, and the two sides are close to a deal.
Under President Donald Trump's strong leadership, I'm committed to advancing America's interest in this important partnership. India's geographic position, economic growth, and military capabilities make it a cornerstone of regional stability and a critical part of promoting prosperity and advancing the security interests.
In Sikkim, at least four persons died in landslides at Rimbik village in Gyalshing district last night. Official sources said that one person is reportedly missing in the incident while another person has been injured. In cricket, Bangladesh registered their first ever T20 win over Hong Kong by cruising to a 7-wicket victory in the Asia Cup Group B game in Abu Dhabi last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.